أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the day of Arba'een, and we're going to look at a little bit about this day. Everybody hears about the Arba'een walk. You know, at the time of the tyrants, even of Saddam Hussein, the punishment for walking to Arba'een was to be killed. Even at the times of the previous tyrants like Harun Rashid and Mutawakkil, it was impossible to be able to visit Imam Hussein al-Islam. Now, where does this 40 start? Where does this Arba'een start? Well, let's see what happens, and then we'll understand why the importance of the walk, why we walk, and why Arba'een is significant. You see, when the news reached Medina, it was 10 days after the day of Ashura. In Medina, the news was sent that Hussein is defeated. To Yazid, the news was sent that you have been victorious. So Ibn Ziyad sends these two messengers. Grief and sorrow overwhelmed the city of Medina. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the companion of the Prophet, was blind and old. And the first thing that came to him was what the Prophet had said about Hussein. So he goes up to his friend Atiyah Afi and he says, "Come with me. I need to go to visit Hussein." With a few men from the Banu Hashim, they set out to visit Imam Hussein. Jabir wanted to bear witness that Hussein was right. Atiyah said that when we got to Karbala, we saw signs that Bani Asad had made to see the graves. Jabir tells Atiyah, "Take me to the Furat." This is where he did ghusl. And then he said, "Have you got some perfume?" And Atiyah said, "Yes." So he put some perfume. And then he walked to the grave, but he took very short, small steps. And when Atiyah asked him why, he said, "I have heard that every step will receive a reward." And this is why we walk to Arba'een. Atiyah showed him the grave of Imam Hussein. He said, "Put your hand on it," because he was blind. When he came to the grave, he said, "Allahu Akbar," three times. Is it really possible that they have killed Hussein? And then he fainted. Atiyah splashed some water on him. When he got up, he said, Ya Hussein, Habibullah yujibu Habibahu. Why doesn't a friend reply to a friend? I'm calling you. Atiyah said, Jabir, how can Hussein reply to you? His head is separated from his body and it's a distance away. It was just at that time that the caravan, the people that were held as prisoners with Imam Sajjad, arrived in Karbala. It was on the 40th. You see why Arba'een is so important. And Imam Sajjad comes up to Jabir and says, "Are you Jabir?" And he says, "Bala yabna Rasulullah." He was blind. "Jabir, do you know what happened to us here 40 days ago? Our men and children were slaughtered. Our women were taken captive." Sayyidah Zainab throws herself on the grave of Hussein. All the other women go to the graves of their loved ones. And she says, "Hussein, I took care of your sisters, your wives and your children, just as you told me. But I feel ashamed to say that I left your Ruqayya, your Sakina, in Sham. I left her in Damascus." Now, just for us to understand this walk, or how much these prisoners walked, Damascus to Medina is 800 miles. Damascus to Kufa was 750 miles. Kufa to Karbala, 25 miles. Karbala to Medina, 100 miles. We can keep in perspective how much they walked. So when we're told that it's 90 kilometers to walk from Najaf to Karbala, my goodness. And we are served by the people of Iraq. These people were not served by anyone. We have to keep this in mind and understand why Arba'een is there. May Allah grant us the tawfiq to understand the love of Hussein and what he stood for. ربنا فتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.